I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington are going to form their own mini CDC. This as COVID cases increase in California. The CDC is in disarray federally, and this attempt to go around HHS Director Robert F. Kennedy Jr. looks like it's on the rails to really happen. Let's go through it. So California, Oregon, and Washington's plan is to form what they are calling a health alliance that will coordinate vaccine recommendations. The governor say it will provide residents with scientific data about safety and efficacy in order to issue guidance on vaccines for respiratory illnesses like COVID and flu. They say it will also look at an array of childhood immunizations, in essence, things that Kennedy has kicked under the rug. A joint statement says the CDC has become a political tool, quote, that increasingly peddles ideology instead of science, ideology that will lead to severe health consequences. It says its hope is that it will help medical providers and vaccine manufacturers plan for the future using consistent, science-based recommendations they can rely on, regardless of shifting federal actions. Questions? Well, sure. Will health insurance plans cover the cost of vaccines that are recommended by the states, but not the federal government? It's been the federal government's responsibility to protect the public up to now, so this means a change in the system. Will primary care doctors and pharmacies face repercussions for providing them, and whether states may continue to require vaccinations if they're no longer recommended by the CDC? Several states in the Northeast are also looking at putting together similar alliances. So, in the backdrop here, lead line, LA Times, a COVID wave is washing over California. Now, in perspective, waves come in all different sizes. This one, they say, has the potential of taking us back to 2022. The CDC says California currently has high coronavirus levels in sewage, major increases in the urban areas of LA and San Francisco, as well as the Sacramento area. The CDC is also saying infections are either growing or likely growing in 30 states total. Test positivity rates are also increasing at moderate levels. However, Dr. Elizabeth Hudson, the regional chief of infectious disease at Kaiser Southern California, says thankfully as of yet, inpatient cases are few and far between. Now, putting those stories together, first, nobody would argue that fewer people being checked into hospitals is a bad thing, but the intent of the vaccines has been to do just that, prevent severe cases. Kennedy has stepped away from that. Some local officials are urging the public to take greater precautions, such as going back to wearing masks in public places. Is that a good thing? And is there enough cause for concern to have states try and take some control of procedures that seem to be working, taking control that Kennedy and the CDC is ceding regarding vaccines? What makes sense?